This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV show, that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out this week. He is in Ireland. It looks like he's having a great time. I've actually started to see some of those pictures now floating out on social media. And he did not invite us, ladies, but he's having a great time. We're holding down the fort. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Here with trending news, and one of my trending stories is I'm jealous. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to throw it out there.
I am, too. He didn't even think of finding out if maybe we could go with him. He just took the offer. He took the money and ran. That was it.
I think he was looking for some time away. You know, even the best relationships, radio marriages need some time apart, I guess. He's like, I'm out of here.
Wasn't that what Peru was about?
That's right. And we know how that went. All right. Someone I'm not jealous of today is Joe Biden, who released a video confronting the allegations of unwanted touching. I think we're at four so far of these official women that have come forward with reports of everything. I think the first one said that he kind of smelled the back of her hair and then kissed the back of her head on her hair a little too long. The next one said that he Eskimo kissed her. Then the two latest, one said that he touched her thigh at a sexual assault conference, which was kind of weird. She was a victim of sexual assault a little too long. She tried to squirm away. He kept it there. And then the fourth one said that she and her husband were at a fundraiser trying to take a picture with Joe Biden. He put his hand on her back and it started to kind of drop down, and her husband saw what was going on and put his hand on Joe Biden's shoulder and kind of made a joke about it. These are the four that have come out. There could be more. Obviously, there's a lot of pictures that have been circulating on the internet having some fun about Joe Biden's handsy nature. But Joe Biden has officially now gone public in a video that he released on Wednesday. He promised to be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space in response to these allegations of unwanted and inappropriate behavior. Now, Joe Biden's still considering a run for the White House in 2020. I think he still probably will jump in. He said that his touching was all about, quote, making a human connection. He said, it's just who I am. I've never thought of politics as cold or antiseptic. He continued explaining his close contact with people is his way of showing people that he cares. He said he's always tried to be. This is a direct quote now. I've always tried to be in my career. I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands. I hug people. I grab men and women by the shoulders, and I say, you can do this. It's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show I care about them, and I'm listening. End quote. Now, the former vice president said he understood that times have changed, and with that, so should his behavior. But he said he'll be more mindful now, that the new Joe Biden will be much more mindful. He said, I'll always believe that governing, quite frankly, life for that matter is about connecting with people. That won't change, but I'll be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space, and that's a good thing, end quote. Now, I think I've said already, I think that I don't believe that Joe Biden is a sexual predator. I do believe that he probably does things to women that he wouldn't do to men. And I was listening to Tammy Bruce say one really good rule about how to treat people is do whatever you would do to a woman as long as you would do the same thing to a man. And I'm not sure Joe Biden would Eskimo kiss or kiss the back of a man's head. So I think
Obama Eskimo kissed, though.
That's really weird. And maybe they did.
I'm joking. Maybe. I'm totally joking. But they had quite a romance.
Maybe they did. But in any case,
but that
is
a very good
rule.
Yeah, that is a good rule. Don't treat people the way that you would treat another guy. That's exactly the right rule.
And I don't necessarily think he's doing this with evil intentions. I don't want to believe that anyway. But there have been a lot of people who said that his video yesterday, and that's what I'm interested in hearing from you, Victoria and you, Kara, that his video didn't go far enough, that he didn't come out and apologize or admit any wrongdoing. Instead, it was just kind of saying, well, times have changed and I'll act differently. But there wasn't the apology that I think many people felt that these women were looking for. This, to me, doesn't seem to be the bigger issue. I think there's more issues for Joe Biden about his relationships with China and Ukraine that concern me a lot more for 2020 than this. But is this enough for you? Do you think he's clear now? Does this clear his field so that he can jump into the race?
I don't know how much more he's supposed to say. He's completely set. It's like if you're in therapy with someone and, you know, and you've got a mediator or whatever, and, you know, you want the other person, if you're making your case, you want the other person to say, I understand what you're saying. I hear you. I get it. Like, I'm going to be more mindful in the future. I'm going to be respectful of people's personal space. How much more is he supposed, what else is he supposed to say? He didn't sexually assault anyone. He's a close talker and he's a little bit like, you know, handsy. But what else? I don't know. I don't get it. I would love to know who's actually saying that he needs to say more. Because you know what? On the other side of the aisle, we have a president now that is on video that we all saw bragging about sexually assaulting women. So I don't know how, and he never apologized for that. He just said it was locker room talk. So what more are we expecting from Joe Biden? It seems like such a double standard. And, you know, on the Trump thing, if I was advising Trump, I would tell him, leave the Joe Biden stuff alone. Don't go there because you're in a major glass house. And yesterday, as angry as a lot of women on the left are about the Joe Biden thing, it immediately distracts. And I've been chatting with girlfriends or whatever, and, you know, initially everyone was, jumping on Joe Biden. And then Trump starts talking and making really inappropriate comments about it. And then it just turns the ire completely back on him. So it's a very dumb move politically for Trump to be commenting on this the way that he is. I would advise him to just stay out of it.
Do you know, because the only thing I heard him say was welcome to the world, Joe, like kind of welcome to my world of kind of takedown politics. I hadn't heard the president comment any more on that. So
there was another quote. There was another quote at that same speech, the Republican spring speech or something. There was something else.
Yeah, the spring dinner.
He made a comment about, like, you know, about kissing someone or can I kiss you or something.
He said he kissed an army general. And he said, but I meant it because he loved this army general. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think he should be commenting at all on the Joe Biden stuff.
Funny thing is that I think that there's this overwhelming, and this is where the political differences are. I've had a lot of conversations about this over the last couple of days. And I think it's natural for people to say, well, Trump's got all this stuff in his background. And it's natural for Republicans to say, well, you guys have Bill Clinton and he's an accused rapist.
Right.
And, you know, there's all of these back and forth things. I think, forget all about all of that. I think my question, and not to forget about it, but just temporarily, I think my question is Joe Biden now clear to jump into the race? And I thought that he was all along, but there are calls from people in his own party saying that he needs to apologize before he can jump into the race. And I don't know if that helps.
I think the people who are saying that are the ones who don't want him to run anyway. I think.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. Yeah.
The people who are saying that are trying to make a lot of noise because they want someone who's farther on the left or a little bit more progressive. I don't know. That's what I personally think. I don't really understand this whole situation. It's like, I get annoyed because if he had, look, sexual assault and domestic violence, those are some of my biggest hot topics. And I get so upset about them and I could just talk about them forever, but that's not what this is. And it's kind of annoying that they're trying to take him down because they want an apology. There are plenty of people in the world who I'm upset with something that they've done, or I think that they've done something stupid. And if they apologized, okay, great. But, you know, like, should they lose their job or should they not be able to get a job because they offended me in some way? I don't know. I don't really think that that's a realistic way of going forward. I think that's a bad thing for all of us.
Yeah, no, I think this is a definite political takedown, and the Joe Biden camp thinks that, too. They think Bernie Sanders is the one that came out with this information. Bernie said that it wasn't him, but that's what Joe Biden's camp believes, that this is actually a device of one of his competitors. And if you listen to the response of the people running for office, you've had some candidates say that this should be a disqualifier.
Elizabeth Warren, but she's grasping at straws.
Yeah, I do think, though, and this is something that's kind of interesting, and I'm doing it, too, so this is not necessarily political political, but I think when we think we know the intentions of people, we are easier to give them a pass. And I know I give Joe Biden a pass for this because I think it's, we've known about this kind of behavior with him for 20 years. We've seen him in the public eye making people uncomfortable with his words and his actions for a long time. And I give him a pass because I think, well, he doesn't really mean it. We don't know his intentions. I think you guys are kind of giving him a pass saying, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal. The truth is, if we were all being consistent, he's using these devices on women. He's not using them necessarily on men, and he's trying to exert some sort of control over these women, I think. But
see, that's where I disagree. I don't think he's trying to control these women. I really don't. By kissing them,
like holding their shoulders down and kissing the back of their head, or holding their face and Eskimo kissing them, I feel like there's a little bit of control in there. And like I said, I give him a pass because I don't think, because I feel like I know what his intentions are. But if we were looking at him as someone we didn't know, we would probably think, oh, that's kind of weird. Like,
it's creepy.
I did that.
Yeah, it's very
meeting
creepy.
Someone at an event that people would think it's weird.
Yeah, of course. We all know that it's creepy. I think we all agree on that. I don't think that when he's trying to help get, you know, women elected, and one of the women that is, I forget her name, is it Lucy Flores is the one who was running for something?
Excellent.
He was there trying to help her get elected, so I don't think that there's a control thing there. I think it's just it's a boundary issue. He just doesn't have, maybe he has that type of relationship with all the women in his life. We don't really know. Maybe he had that relationship with his sisters, or his, if he has sisters, I don't even know. Or, you know, that's, we don't know what his history is with it, but I'm happy that he has acknowledged that there is an issue and that times have changed. And to me, when you're 70 something years old, you know, it's not easy to get someone at that age to change a behavior that's been a part of them for their whole life. And so at least I respect the fact that he says, this is not the same, the times are different, it's not the way that it used to be, and I need to change with the times. I don't know what else, from my perspective, I don't know what else I would want from his answer. I think that's what it's, you know, it is what it is. I think he said everything he can say.
As we continue on the DJV show, our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, the ladies and I might be in radio, but having a bright white smile is still really important. And after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Britney Spears. This is always one of the best songs. Britney Spears, sad story today. She's been admitted to a mental health facility after several months of being distraught over her dad's illness, which is now reported to be very serious and not getting any better. Jamie Spears is her dad, and he's now had two surgeries to correct major issues with his intestines and his colon. The second surgery was recent, but he's been suffering complications. His issue started last year after his colon spontaneously ruptured. That's not anything anybody wants to deal with. Remember, Britney was supposed to start a new Las Vegas residency, and she put it on hold to care for her dad, and she's been having a really hard time with it. She posted a photo with the words, "Fall in love with taking care of yourself, mind, body, spirit," along with the caption, "We all need to take a little time for a little me time." Britney checked herself into a facility about a week ago where she will live for 30 days. She's been under this conservatorship since 2008 for issues relating to her being bipolar. And her dad was one of her conservators. Another one was a lawyer who just stepped down. Her dad's illness does seem to be affecting her. Jamie saved Britney's life and career by stepping in back in 2007 when he said he feared he would wake up one morning and get a call from the coroner. She was really not doing well. I think if you remember that pop culture, at the time in pop culture, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Britney's first residency grossed over $100 million in ticket sales. It was fantastic. I saw it. In January of 2017, it had been seen by over 700,000 fans, but she took a break from her new residency because family comes first. She said she dedicated her focus and her energy to care for the family, but Britney's having a hard time, so she is back in a facility to help her out. And I think this is the mature thing to do. I'm glad that she didn't end up having a full breakdown publicly, at least like we saw last time, and that she's just taken some time out to watch over herself.
And I just, I hope, you know, I hope that her dad can recover, because her dad is her anchor. And he has, you know, as you said, Jen, he saved her life. He saved her career. Everything about her got completely turned around in the positive direction. Apparently, she has a pretty good relationship with a guy that she's been seeing for a while. He seems fairly stable from everything that, you know, we've read. And I hope that they both come out of this on the other side, because it's tough. Mental illness is no joke, and it's something that I'm happy that she's talking about it and that she's being open, because she wasn't for a really long time. She actually didn't even mention being bipolar. That kind of leaked out. She didn't really take ownership of that, but I'm glad that she is now, and that's a really good example for her fans, too, her younger fans who might be struggling.
And I think that this place can probably teach her how to deal with the loss or the grieving process that happens when a parent, not necessarily that he's passed away, but when someone that she needs and trusts in her life, it kind of goes down a bit.
Yeah.
There's probably some coping skills that they can teach her. I think we all just kind of push through it, but when you already have that, not, I don't want to say mental weakness, but when you have that mental illness already in there, it's a little bit harder for than the average person to just push through, and you might need that little bit of extra help. So
yeah,
good luck to Britney Spears, because I think this is probably a pretty mature thing to do. It seems like everybody in her family is supporting her through this.
Yeah, her sister posted a really nice post about her strength, and it was a Woman Crush Wednesday post that Jamie Lynn Spears posted that was really nice. So the family definitely seems to be sticking together.
It's the DJ V Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. If you get you on track, they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A teenage boy found in Kentucky claims to be Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was six. The boy telling police yesterday he was able to escape captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. Timothy Pitson's aunt says,
"We hope it's true. What's hard is the story that he escaped from captors, and your mind goes in too many directions that you don't want to think about."
After Pitson disappeared in 2011, his mom was found dead in Rockford, Illinois, of an apparent suicide.
There's a report that Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary of the Robert Mueller Russia report made it seem less damaging than it is. The New York Times claims associates of the special counsel's team say Barr failed to adequately portray their findings. This is USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hour. It's the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. We never know. He may jump in. He may surprise us with a little call-in. But in the meantime, the ladies are holding down the fort. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Jennifer Horn. And Victoria has trending stories.
Yeah, so why don't we do a little update on this college admissions scandal? This was the first big step happened yesterday. Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo, which, you know, if you've ever been to Target, you see all the Massimo brand stuff there. They appeared in a Boston federal court yesterday afternoon on the allegations that they paid bribes to get their two dumb daughters into the University of South Carolina. And they sat next to each other with their lawyers. The judge did not ask them to enter a plea. So we don't really know what their strategy will be yet. Their fellow actress and fellow criminal, Felicity Huffman, she also appeared in court. She was with her brother, not her husband, William H. Macy. So he may be shooting something. People were kind of wondering where he was. But they had made the trek across the country. And they are both facing tax. Actually, Felicity Huffman may face tax penalties in addition to the criminal charges. And the judge had, there were, I think, 13 defendants altogether in the Boston courthouse yesterday, and the judge told all of them that they face a maximum sentence of 20 years in federal prison, 3 years probation, plus a $250,000 fine. Now, if they are, that's the maximum. So their lawyers, apparently there have been a lot of legal people on TV talking about like what a plea deal might look like, and I think because this is such a high-profile case, the judge basically is going to be the one to decide. The prosecution can suggest and recommend a certain amount of sentencing, but the judge ultimately will be the one to decide this. And it sort of seems like we're heading in the direction of they're not going to skate by. There will be prison time attached, even with a plea deal. They'll probably get about 5 years. I don't know if they'll serve all 5 years, but that might be what the sentencing will be. Because if they just basically pay a fine and buy their way out of this, then it's exactly what their crime was. They bought their kids' ways into school, and to be able to buy your way out of criminal charges would not be a good look for our criminal justice system. So I think the judge will definitely be making an example of them. And all in all, it's about 50 people who have been charged with the same crime. So it's not just the celebrity aspect of it, but it looks like there will definitely be some prison time. And, you know, the weirdest thing is, I don't know if you guys saw the video of Lori Loughlin going into the courthouse. She was signing autographs and she was taking selfies with fans.
Yeah, she was smiling.
It looked like she was on a red carpet, and I don't know, if I were her attorney, I'd probably say tone that down, because you're not on a red carpet.
Stark contrast was Felicity Huffman. She was in and out of there really fast. And I'm glad you said who she was with, because I was looking at the pictures in the video, and she's holding hands with this guy, and I thought, that's not William H. Macy. I wonder who that is.
Yeah, it's her
she
brother.
She was gripping him pretty tight. And the other element of it, and you just talked about it, is that I believe that most of these people are going to be hit with tax evasion charges, because one of the components of this case is that these people were giving the money, whatever the money was, to this guy. Rick Sanger, or Singer, whatever his name was, that was supposed to get their kids into school. And they were giving it to him through a nonprofit. He had founded this nonprofit. And so they were writing the money that they used to get their kids into college off on their taxes. Now, that's a huge problem. The government does not like that. The IRS does not like that. And so you mentioned some tax evasion, but I think this is going to become a bigger component of these cases than we even are thinking about right now. So not only the illegal action of trying to get their kids into school, but then the fact that they might have taken it off on their tax returns, that's going to be a bit problematic for these people, I think.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll see where this goes. Their next, I believe in a couple months, they'll all be back in court for the next round of hearings, and I guess they'll be presenting their defense at that time. I don't know what you could say. My daughter was too dumb to get in, so I had to buy her way into USC. I don't know what the defense could possibly
be. They might say he tricked them and told them that it was legal, but that doesn't, just because you don't know something is illegal doesn't necessarily get you off the hook. It's going to be tough. There'll probably be some plea deals, and I would wonder if the celebrities, at least in this, are going, ugh, Jussie Smollett just got a pass. Does that mean we're going to be scrutinized even harder because we don't want to seem like we have a two-tiered justice system for the rich, the powerful, and the famous? So,
and they're also, unlike Jussie Smollett, where it's all kind of circumstantial evidence, these people were all caught on tape. And they were acknowledging to Rick Singer while the FBI was taping them that they knew what they were doing. Lori Loughlin is even quoted as saying, if anyone asks, we'll just say that we're donating to a charity. So she's, you know, that's apparently why William H. Macy is not involved in this, because he didn't actually incriminate himself during one of those recorded phone calls, but Felicity Huffman did. So it's a mess. It's a big mess. Mm.
Pretty smart, William H. Macy, but still dealing with a lot. All right, it is the DJ V show, and yesterday, guys, I noticed that the Joker was trending. Did you see this yesterday?
I saw a picture of, like, a still from the trailer, but I didn't see the whole trailer, but it looked very dark.
So if you missed it, and this is kind of when we do entertainment news here on the DJV show, Warner Brothers on Wednesday morning released the trailer for the movie Joker. It's starring Joaquin Phoenix as the main character, and it is about one of Batman's most iconic enemies. So this is all about the Joker, the story of the Joker. The Martin Scorsese influence in the teaser is unmistakable. At least that's how the Hollywood Reporter described it. Scorsese, who was once said to executive produce the film, is an equally important reference point for Joker as almost the comics that are involved with this themselves. There's some serious silliness, but this is very dark in the way that Joaquin Phoenix has played this movie. If you didn't get a chance to see the trailer, we'll tweet this one out at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Kara Schillen, is that, no, at C. Schillen on Twitter. This trailer... It makes me want to see the movie, but it is so creepy, so dark. The makeup that they're using on Joaquin Phoenix to portray the Joker is not necessarily the comic book style. It looks like a serial killer applied it to his face. It's very, very interesting. It'll be interesting to see how much buzz develops before this movie comes out. And I think it doesn't come out until October. So you can see that Warner Brothers is really trying to put a lot behind this and make a big push towards a blockbuster flick for the fall.
Yeah, I don't know that I can actually handle watching a movie like this because it just creeps me out already too much. If the trailer's that creepy, I don't know that I'd want to watch this movie. But I always thought when Heath Ledger was in it, when he was the Joker, was that movie all about him? I don't remember. Or was that a Batman movie?
It was a Batman movie. And apparently Batman's not even in this movie at all. It's all just the Joker.
Wow.
One of the best things, I watch Gotham, and we'll get to TV news here in just a moment. I watch Gotham. I love it. And one of the best storylines, one of the arcs that they've done, is the backstory about the Joker. And there's something very compelling about that character, because I think it's human interest to figure out how someone, even the one of the worst bad guys in the franchise, goes from being a person that was obviously born at some point, Joker's supposed to be a human, to a guy who walks around wearing this kind of mask, this paint. And it was interesting on Gotham to watch them develop the backstory of the Joker. We do have more television news. I think Gotham is brand new tonight. We'll have all of that for you as we continue. But first, Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss and has been for over 20 years. It's all natural, drug and stimulant free, and Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which is proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You only need to take Calitrin once a day, right before bed. It won't give you the jitters, it won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like other unhealthy products that are out there on the market. So get better sleep, shed pounds, what could be better than that, with Calitrin. Get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free, plus free shipping when you use a promo code DJV. Go to TopLoss.com, that's TopLoss.com, and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bring on the April showers at Lumber Liquidators. We've got you covered with waterproof vinyl plank flooring all on sale, like malted oak vinyl plank for only $1.42. And all water-resistant laminate is on sale, like new Desert Horizon Elm for only $1.79. Or refresh your home this spring with best-selling hardwood floors on sale. Do it yourself or have it installed for you. Plus, get special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is in Ireland this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort. And a story, ladies, before we get to TV news that caught all of our attention is surrounding Deborah Norville. She is the Inside Edition anchor, and she had a viewer from her television show help her detect cancer. Victoria, do you have the story on this one? This one's kind of a...
Yeah.
It's so strange, but it makes you think that people come in and out of your life for a reason. And yep. Certainly Deborah Norville is probably alive today because of this viewer.
Yeah, she announced earlier this week that she will undergo surgery to remove a cancerous thyroid nodule that a viewer actually brought to her attention a few years ago. And so she made a video announcement on the Inside Edition YouTube account. And she said, "We live in a world of see something, say something, and I'm really glad we do. When you work on television, viewers comment on everything, your hair, your makeup, the dress you're wearing. And a long time ago, an Inside Edition viewer reached out to say she'd seen something on my neck, and it was a lump." So Deborah Norville actually went to the doctor at that time. And the thyroid nodule was benign, although eventually it did grow to be cancerous. And so that's why she's now having it removed. And she said for years it was nothing until recently it became something. It's a localized form of cancer, so she's having it removed. She doesn't need chemo or radiation. She is expected to make a full recovery. But, of course, she is incredibly thankful to the viewer who first pointed that out. This is actually the second time in recent years that this has happened. An HD TV star, Tarek El Moussa, she was actually doing something on her show, Flip or Flop, back in 2013, and a fan who was watching the show happened to be a registered nurse, and she noticed a lump on Tarek's neck. And she actually got in touch with the show's producers, urged her to get it checked out, and it turns out she also had thyroid cancer. So it's kind of amazing that people are such eagle-eyed viewers, but they're saving lives, so it's great.
Yeah, no doubt about that. She's lucky and recovering. So best wishes out to Deborah Norville and to that viewer who pointed this out to her. That's a good catch. All right, in television news, a lot of premieres tonight on TV, ladies. On Freeform, there's a season premiere of Marvel's Cloak and Dagger. That's coming back at 8 o'clock tonight. On the Paramount Network, I'm excited about this one, and you'll laugh. It's the season premiere of Wife Swap. That's been off television for a little while, but Paramount Network picked it up, and they're bringing back Wife Swap, where two very different families swap wives for a week to see how they do, to see if they can learn any big lessons. And then on Sundance TV, the series premiere of a show called Unspeakable. This is a late-night show for them. Starts at midnight on Sundance, but it's stitched together from personal accounts, nonfiction books, and evidence from a 1993 government inquiry. It's a drama that looks at the Canadian crisis over tainted donor blood and the resulting cases of HIV and hepatitis C that spread. That's called Unspeakable. It's on Sundance at midnight tonight, but worth staying up or setting that DVR. On CW, they have a new series premiere. It's called In the Dark, where Murphy, who's 20-something, has a problem that apparently she's got kind of a crazy lifestyle, hard drinking, all this, and now the police believe that she stumbled upon a friend's dead body and maybe she had something to do with it. That's on the CW premiering tonight. Also on television, ABC, all new with Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, For the People. That all starts at 8 o'clock. CBS, also all new tonight with The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom is New at 9, followed by Fam and SWAT at 10. On the CW, see Supernatural, first that's new, and then that new series premiere of In the Dark, that'll happen at 9. Fox will have Gotham tonight, and on NBC, you've got a new night of Superstore, AP Bio, Will and Grace, Abby's, which is brand new, and Law and Order Special Victims Unit at 10 o'clock, so you can check that all out tonight. It is the DJV Show at 50 minutes past the hour.
policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Show, and that music means it is Tech Talk time, and our tech guru, the goddess of all things technology, is Victoria Keelan. You can follow the hashtag Tech Talk and follow Victoria online at On Air Victoria. So what's going on in tech news? I guess Google Assistant has a celebrity voice involved now.
Yes, they do. So Google Assistant has launched its first celebrity voice cameo, starting with the silky smooth voice of John Legend. And for a limited time, John Legend will sing Happy Birthday to You. He'll tell you the weather. He'll answer questions like, quote, who is Chrissy Teigen? His wife. wherever Google Assistant is available, you can hear John Legend's voice, including iOS devices, which is Apple, and Android devices. So John Legend is actually one of six new Google Assistant voices that were previewed last year at the big Google convention, and they have a speech synthesis model, which is pretty cool. Very nerdy and geeky, but it's pretty cool. So Google had John Legend record answers to a few select prompts like, "Hey Google, serenade me," or "Hey Google, are we just ordinary people?" And so, of course, that's a play on one of his songs. To activate John Legend's voice, all users have to do is say, "Hey Google, talk like a legend," or you can go to the assistant voice in your settings and you can switch it to his voice permanently. And so the feature is available only in English in the U.S., but this is obviously just the beginning of Google adding more celebrity cameos. I think we actually have a little tidbit of it.
You can find me on all kinds of devices, phones, Google Homes, and if I'm lucky, in your heart.
That's very cute.
Part of the commercial, yeah. I think the commercial, Google does really cute commercials, and I think the ones that have featured John and Chrissy have been really cute. There's a new one where she's laying in bed, but she can't really sleep. She's tossing and turning, and then so she has John Legend's voice come on, and he starts singing. And she goes, "Oh, it's just like the real thing, except I get the whole bed to myself." So it's very cute, yeah.
All right, a leak over at Facebook. We'll have that story for you next. In the meantime, if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can now access a free year of Nintendo Switch online.
The Geek Out.
Hey, if you're a Nintendo Switch player and you have an Amazon Prime account, I've got some pretty good news for you. Because if you fall into that category, you now can get a free year of Nintendo Switch Online, which is the company's subscription service for online multiplayer and access to great old NES games. Now, what's tying this together is also having an account with Twitch Prime, which is something you automatically get when you have Amazon Prime. So you connect that to your Nintendo account, and then you get a free access for 12 months. Man, that's really confusing. Sorry. Listen, if you just want to know how to use your Amazon Prime account to get free access to Nintendo Switch Online, I've posted a link with all the details and instructions on Twitter at TheGeekOut.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
DJV Show at Tech Talk. Follow the hashtag Tech Talk, and follow Victoria for all the latest news at On Air Victoria. Facebook is in the news again, and not for good reasons, Victoria.
No, Facebook just keeps getting hammered, but you know what? They brought this on themselves. So Facebook app developers apparently left hundreds of millions of user records exposed on publicly visible cloud servers. This is the newest one. So the researchers from a security firm called UpGuard have uncovered this. They've been working with Facebook. They said the larger of the two data sets came from a Mexican media company called Cultura Colectiva, and that had 146 gigabytes of information, Facebook user activity, account names, IDs, all this stuff. It's more than 540 million records have been exposed. So Facebook, get it together. This is just, I don't know why anyone would even be on Facebook anymore at this point. It's just a security nightmare.
Follow the hashtag Tech Talk DJV Show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.